Today's reading is from Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1. Zechariah 5, verse 1. Again I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a flying scroll. And he said to me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, and its width 10 cubits. Then he said to me, "This is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole land. For everyone who steals shall be cleaned out according to what is on one side, and everyone who swears falsely shall be cleaned out according to what is on the other side. I will send it out, declares the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter the house of the thief, and the house of him who swears falsely by my name, and it shall remain in his house and consume it, both timber and stones." Then the angel who talked with me came forward and said to me, "Lift your eyes and see what this is that is going out." And I said, "What is it?" He said, "This is the basket that is going out." And he said, "This is their iniquity in all the land." And behold, the leaden cover was lifted, and there was a woman sitting in the basket. And he said, "This is wickedness." And he thrust her back into the basket and thrust down the leaden weight on its opening. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, two women coming forward. The wind was in their wings. They had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between earth and heaven. Then I said to the angel who talked with me, "Where are they taking the basket?" He said to me, "To the land of Shinar, to build a house for it. And when it is prepared, they will set the basket down there on its base." Again I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four chariots came out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black horses, the third white horses, and the fourth chariot dappled horses, all of them strong. Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" And the angel answered and said to me, "These are going out to the four winds of heaven after presenting themselves before the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses goes toward the north country. The white ones go after them, and the dappled ones go toward the south country. And when the strong horses came out, they were impatient to go and patrol the earth." And he said, "Go, patrol the earth." So they patrolled the earth. Then he cried to me, "Behold, those who go toward the north country have set my spirit at rest in the north country." This was a quick reading, but let's think about these visions that have come in these two chapters. In the beginning of chapter 5, this is the sixth vision that Zechariah has received, and it illustrates the judgment of God against all who have sinned by violating his commandments. The fourth vision from yesterday's reading had dealt with the cleansing of the priest's sin, but this one is not as specific, probably referring to all of the people's sin by breaking the covenant of God. This one addresses the sins of injustice concerning those that would steal and those that would swear falsely. Again, this reiterates that sin must be dealt with for God to dwell among his people again. In the second half of chapter 5, we have the seventh vision of Zechariah, and it's a rather strange vision of a woman imprisoned in a basket. She personifies wickedness and is about to be taken to the land of Babylon. Babylon is going to be a center of evil, and she will be an idol there for those that would worship her. This is very similar to the language that is used in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 8 to illustrate this idea of both literal Babylon and figurative Babylon. In chapter 6, it contains the eighth and final vision, describing the reign of God and dealing with his people. This parallels the first vision that he received in chapter 1, with a description of not just the Hebrew nation, but all of the entire earth. God's judgment was not limited to just the Hebrews, nor is his reign limited to just the Hebrews. He is the God of all creation. He is the creator itself, and he has authority over all. And so this same figure is used to bracket all of these visions that Zechariah has received. That finishes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.